Sivvav, we're up to the end of Kufayin Hey, Kufayin Hey Sivvav. Just to recap what we did last week, a portrait to you, sorry, that when we're talking about the heter of Yeshloi, we said that it means that the person has to have the item already in his possession or nearly finished. A geder is, as long as it's mechusa, beis melachas, two processes or less, so that already is considered Yeshloi. If it's mechusa gimel melachas, if it's missing three processes, then that's considered einloi, and you can't use that heta. You'd have to invoke the other heta of yatzar shar if it's applicable. What we're going to do tonight, Mi'at Hashem, is three halachas, v'shidin halachas, and with this we hope to finish the simen, Nogea to Poiskin. And we're up to Sif Vav. HaPoisek al HaPeis v'nisiyakru b'shas ha-piroin. If let's say I'm Poisek al HaPeis b'oifen heta, I give you money, and you have, let's say you have the Peis, let's say Pashas, let's say we'll make a simple case, you have the Peis v'nisiyakru, or if you don't have the Peis, you have either one, v'nisiyakru, and it went up in price, b'shas ha-piroin. So let's say I purchased from you 10 pounds of Peis, a dollar a piece, I gave you $10. Now at the time of the piroin, the price went up, it doubled, so now it's worth already $20. Now, instead of taking the goods, the $20 worth of goods, I can now take this chayv, so to speak, this debt that you owe me. You have a chiv, you're responsible to deliver to me $20 worth of goods. Yacholoshim ma'peresh nifsak aleim b'moif v'litin le'peres acheres. I can now take, instead of this, I can take other peris. It means instead of taking, lav dafka, I'm not mishubid in this item. Let's say I was placed on chitim. When it comes time to deliver chitim, I can tell you, you know what, I changed my mind. Instead of delivering me chitim, give me instead a sa'irim. And that's also fun. I already have a credit by you of $20, and I did it beheta. And there's a big chiddush here. The chiddush is that you would think that the only reason why this was mutter is because it looks like a mecha chomemka, or it is a mecha chomemka, whatever the svara was. So Zion, if you keep it at that mecha chomemka that you contracted to do, it means if you kept it at chitim and you get delivered chitim, that's very nice.
Why would you allow to do it in the first
place? So we said before, either Yeshla, he had the item with him, or it's Yatzai Shah. Even if he didn't have it, it's Yatzai Shah. It was the beginning of the semen. I was placing on wheat and the wheat went up in price. So right now, I made a profit. Right now, I gave you $10 6 months ago. I was supposed to get $10 worth of goods. Instead, now you owe me, you have to deliver to me $20 worth of chitim. So be'etzem, if I take the chitim, good, that's partial. That was what we discussed till now. But now what happened was, instead, I changed my mind. Now I don't need the chitim anymore. What I need now is from you, sa'irim. So do me a favor, give me instead the sa'irim. So now you're delivering to me $20 worth of sa'irim. So it's a big chiddush. You would think, so machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Levi, you would think that this is also, because if the whole heta was that we see a mechir here, and the mechir was only done on chitim, if any time you chepa with the mechir and you're changing it now onto sa'irim, onto something else, one second, if you look at the whole picture, I see $10 going one way 6 months ago, and I see $20 worth of sa'irim going the other way, that sounds like ribis. We don't see the mechir. Kamashwala, no. The mechir was taka for the chitim, and therefore I have a credit by you for $20. Now I have the credit for $20, I can take it in a different form. I can take it in the form of sa'irim. But still, avu moyis enu yacholitain. Even though I can transfer it onto this credit, onto other items, I still can't get back money. I can't say, you know what, I changed my mind, I need the whole deal. Instead of giving you $20 worth of chitim, give me $20. That is already a no-no, because we see $10 going one way and $20 going the other way. The only thing that makes this permissible is because it's a mecha chomemka. We did a mecha chomemka. So even if it's not this item, if it's a different item, even though it's, yes, it's an exchange, but we can view it chitim for sa'irim, that's fine. But viva, you go back and translate it back onto money, that's already too much. That's money for money, that's a problem. The Yesh Mishayim and others say no, that you could even do that. Sheyachalitin mois. You could already even do mois. So Machlokes had to learn the Pshat in the Gemara, Machlokes Rishonim. So from here, we have a klal. When you have a stam, Vakakak Yeshayimim, Bedera klal, the halach is kestam. That means the Machaba was going with the stam. The Machaba was going with the Machmirim, that this is going to be also. Even though Rabbeinu Tam is the Yesh Misham holds its motto, but the Machaba holds its also. If you look in the Goyin, in Sifkot and Ches, the first sheet is the Rashbam. So the Gaon says, "V'rosh yishev divrei Rashbam v'iskim yima," because Rabbeinu Tam had a cash on the Rashbam, doesn't stem with the Gemara. So the Gaon says, "No problem. The Rosh took care of the problem. It was miyashav the Rashbam." But zok the Gaon v'dvarov the chukim, the teret to be miyashav Rabbeinu Tam's cash on the Rashbam is the doichik. Ubababa kama cause of Rabbeinu Tam. Nishal demet is tiris a rosh. In the other place, he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Means even though the Torah brings down that the rosh was masking to the Rashbam, which is the first sheet of the Mechaba, and seemingly that's why the Mechaba went like that. The reason why the Mechaba was tough as this to be the Ikka is because the Torah says the rosh sided with the Rashbam. If you look in Baba Kama, he actually quotes, he goes with Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So it comes out that the rosh is not. It's not conclusive, and therefore you're left with the regular Makhlek, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. And he holds that the Rabbeinu Tam's Raya is a good Raya, and the teretz to get out of Rabbeinu Tam's Raya is a doichik. So if you learn this Goyin, Pashas means the Goyin's willing to paskin like Lekula, like the Yesh Mishoimah. The Shardeya as well, is Ma'ir that the Rosh and Baba Kama says like the second Shita, but he says that's not such a Chiddish, because Ki Yadua, the Rosh is matic every time, the beginning of the Rosh, before he gets into his arichas, his own kashas, his own insertions of Tosis, he first is matic divrei harif. So if you look in Baba Kama over there was the divrei harif, so he was matic the divrei harif pistam, even though he's not ba'ir and he doesn't say anything. So the Shadeh at Yudua, he was samech on the other place. It means, Vayzeh the Shadeh holds that the Rosh has that license or whatever, that's how he wrote his sefer, that he'll quote the harif, even though he doesn't hold of it. So good, if he doesn't know when he's supposed to argue off or not. No, he'll wait or say, he'll argue with it somewhere else, and therefore, over there, he, that's why the Tor was able to say that the Rosh was Hiskim Lodas Rashbam. But Zakta Shardeya, from a different angle, he wants to be Mekel, and he says that if you look, Rav Minyan v'Rav Minyan are Rishonim hold Lekula. He brings down Rambam Rif, he goes against a slew of Rishonim who hold Lekula, and he says, who do you have on the other side? You have a Rashbam, you have a Rosh, you have a few Rishonim, but you have Roy Rishonim who hold to be Mekom. Memelu Zok Tishardeya, if you live in Tim Tzolayim, you want to say it's a Sofek HaShokom. We'll say it's a 50, it's equal Machlokes. We know a Klal, and Ramah already said at the beginning of the Simen in Sif Aleph, that Yesh Lohokob Issa Derabonon. Since Paiskin, this whole din is only in Issa Derabonon, whenever you have a Machlokes Rishonim, as long as it's a Machlokes HaShokom, you're allowed to be Mekel. And therefore the Shardeya also Paskins Lekuli, Paskin like the Yesh Mishayim of the Machabo, that you're allowed to give even money, you're allowed to translate it into money, because at best, Zok Tishardeya, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, and Sveka. So you have a Goyin and a Shadeya, it's a lot of weight saying that we go like the Yesh Mishayim, which is Be'etzim Kineged Achroas HaMachava, because we have a cloud, Stam Akak Yeshayim, Halacha Kestam. L'maisa, the Shulchan Ocharav, Paskins like the Machava L'chumra. So L'maisa, I don't know what to tell you, but it's definitely a starker sniff, certainly Emeichin B'yad Mi Shemeikul B'zeh, because you have the Goyin and Shadeya or Mekel against the Shulchan Ocharav.
Hand it to him, and then take it right back.
Oh, you want to do that? L'chayra, you could do that. You're delivering, and then you want to swap back for money. L'chayra, I don't recall seeing the problem with that, but yeah, l'chayra, that should be fine. I don't know if it's practical, but l'chayra, that should be fine. Okay, fine. Let's go on to the Ramah. Now, we have a quick chazara, what's going on here. The way to get around Poiskin is either...
I just want to ask something. Could a bank do that, even though they're not in the business of selling chitim?
What would they do? To make up l'chatchila that they're selling the chitim?
Right, because they know later on they're not going to give them chitim.
I don't know if you know... It says, the Poiskim say that l'chatchila, you can't... be poisik on this deal. I mean, I can't give you money, and you have to know the structure, but I can't give you money for the chitim, but tell you that at the end of the day, I'm going to want sa'irim instead. That you can't do. I could say I want the chitim, and then when the time comes time for delivery of the chitim, I could say, you know what, instead of giving chitim, give me sa'irim, or like this yesh mishayma, give me money instead. But to be poisik l'chatchil on such a deal, it seems to poiskim it's also. If you look in the Taz, Sivkot and Zion, the Taz has a kasha, what to do with Asa Luvos Chitim B'Doichin. Why can't you borrow Chitim against Doichin and give back Doichin? If you look in the Prisha has two terutzim. One is like the tazas over there, that halva is different. But one terutz he says is that shani hasan to metchila masna sheitam loy doichen. The lakachidi you made up, you're going to give doichen. That doesn't have this hetta. The hetta is that if you made up to give chitim, and at the time of delivery, you transfer over to doichen. So in the bank's case, if the taka you're making up for chitim, so we could talk about translating later on. But if you know and I know that that's not what's being done, I don't know. I don't see a hetta. But I don't know. You won't fit anything. This is you're taking a risk. It might go up. It might go down. You know what the rate is. It's not practical for a bank anyway.
Oh, because they have futures. Commodities. Yeah, commodities. You have futures and all this other stuff. You really
all right. I'm not too familiar with it. Okay.
You can protect yourself with all these.
All right.
Stuff.
Fair enough.
Let's say if you know that the shard is for sure going to go up, are you still allowed to be poisoned? If
it's yatzah shar, or yes, either one.
Is yesh loy? Sure,
no one knows. Anything's for sure that people die, but and pay taxes. But anything like that. But if you tell me you know for sure, it's fine. We can do that too. Is yesh loy or yatzah shar is enough to make it heta. Remember, there's only ribbis derabona. Veimam. They said, but chiyagavna they weren't goyzam. Okay, let's go on to the Ramah. Just basically to get out of a heta, to get out of issa, sorry, of ribbis when you poiskin, you need to have either the seller has the goods readily available now, it's Yeshloi. Or if he doesn't, it's Yotza Hashar, so he could get the goods. So even if it's Einloi, it's Yotza Hashar, and you gave him money, with the money that you give him, he could take that money and buy it on the market, so it's as if it's Yeshloi. That's the vote. But seemingly means I'm giving him real money. Let's say, just to halakha, it's going to need it for the Ramah. If let's say he owes me money from Ramah, let's say he owes me money, and I say, you know what, there's a git, I want to buy from you Paris, and I'll take this Chayv, and I'll put it against these peris, and don't deliver me these peris now, deliver me peris after Lachas Man. Mamish, I'll do a paiskin, but not with real money, I'll do a paiskin with a chayv. So that's also, you can't do that, because the whole lomdis of Yatzah Shah was, the money that I gave you, you could take that money, or the Chazal called Isura Balayada, you could take that money, and with that money, you could go onto the market and buy it yourself, so it's as if it's a yeshlai. With that, you can get it. Well, with a chayv that was already spent, Zazan, you owe me money, but I'm not giving you new money, new payment to work with. I'm not giving you capital, so you can't go ahead now and buy it on the market. You could buy with your own money, but not with anything that I'm providing you. So therefore, we don't view it as if it's yeshloi, and therefore it will not be muta. The whole het of yatzah shar is only if I actually give you real money. With that money, you could buy it. So therefore, it's as if it's yeshloi. Now, what's going?
The chayv was due now.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Instead of paying me.
Correct. Instead of paying me, let's be poisik on your water cooler, but don't deliver it to me today. Deliver it to me at the end of the development when I finish construction, then deliver me the water cooler. That will not be permissible. But I want to lock in today's price. That's not permissible. Because I'm locking in a price which we know inherently should be a problem, and the whole heta is... Okay, so if it's yeshloi, so we have something else. So yeshloi, that's a gradam shalom in the Gemara, but we pass in that if it's yeshloi, then it's fine. So then, because then I view the mechir on the item that he has. But if it's einloi... Okay, so good, you're going to the shalom. Maybe he's not going to, maybe it's on the Misha Prar, maybe not even that. Could be a smak like a Zishainim. We could discuss that. If you could be kind of, is we once discussed, smak like a Zishainim, if you could be kind of something with a milva. Okay, but if it's Einloi, and the only hat you're using is because of Yatzah Shah, that means with the money that I give you, you can go ahead and buy it yourself. So it's as if it's a Yeshloi. If I didn't give you money, it's not going to help. The fact that you owe me money and it's due, that doesn't make money. So therefore, I'm not providing you with something that can make a Yeshloi. Comes along the Ramah, it's a Grada Shaila, Machlek Zishonim had touched up the Gemara, but he's going with these Zishonim, La Halacha, and he says the following, V'yachol lifzaik, al shah shebeshok, al peiris ha'cheiris, kilu noisen loy mayis akshav. Let's get the case. The case is, I give you money, a similar case to the Machav, I gave you money, and I am poiskim with real money, I want you to deliver me chitim. When I want you to deliver me chitim, Purim time, so I can bake my matzahs. Comes time for Purim, I change my mind, I don't need the chitim anymore, I already baked my matzahs. Do me a favor, let's transfer it now onto something else. Let's transfer it now onto yayin, and deliver me the yayin by Pesach. So far, initially I gave you money for chitim. By the time Purim, maybe it went up in price, maybe it didn't, it's irrelevant. But right now, Purim day, you're supposed to deliver me, Shoshin Yom Lefnei Achag, you're supposed to deliver me the chitim. But I tell you instead, let's be paisik that chayv, the fact that you owe me the chitim, let's use that now against Yayin. And now I want instead you deliver me Yayin, Erev Pesach. What would be the halacha then? Am I allowed to do that? Now remember.
Only according to
the Yesh Mishomer of the Mechaber. No, yeah.
Well, Yesh
So even the first sheet holds that you're allowed to switch. You just now let's switch to money. I'm switching to another thing. I'm allowed to do. Yeah, the first sheet holds I'm allowed to switch to another food, but not to money. And the Yesh Mishomer, I'm allowed to even translate onto money. So right. So we're going a step further, Zakhtar Amma. Let's build on that, Zakhtar Amma. Now I want to be paiskin on the yain. So normally. Knowing that halakha over there, the initial reaction would be this is also. Because, yes, I gave you money for chitim, so you're allowed to give me michitim in return. You're allowed to, even right now, instead, like the mechaber, give me a different item worth the chitim today. So on Purim time, you could deliver me wine instead. If I tell you I don't need chitim, but I need wine for Purim, I was sure, gezintah, you could deliver me wine instead of the chitim. But now to be poiskin on the wine, a lakin to the Purim's price, to be delivered Erev Pesach, that should be a problem. Because if you want to invoke the het of Yatza Hashar, I have to give you provide you with money. I'm not giving you money. What I'm giving you is the chayv that you have. You're responsible to deliver to me chitim. That chayv that you're disposed to deliver me chitim, I want to apply that chayv now onto yayin. So I'm not giving you anything, Ben. So it's an eloy. So I'm not giving you something.
You have my chitim.
Oh, we're going to discuss that in a second. 1 second. I'm not giving you any money that you could buy wine in the market. So therefore, l'chayr, this should be a problem. Comes along the Ramah and says, no, this is mutter. V'yako lifts a kashar shabashuk. Ha'peris ha'chez ki ilu noisen lo'y ma'is akshav. That's also good. V'dafka, zok the Ramah, provided lo'y sham ha'peris ha'yishoynem amboiz. We didn't make a shuma out of it. It means we didn't kilu zok v'nola b'movo. Rakoyma kach v'kach zok chitin yesh li yatzlacha. You're supposed to deliver me today 10 soim achitim. Instead, ten li behem, connect that, ten li behem, kach v'kach yayin oishar dava. That's fine. If I just make a nice switch, I say, you know, Rabbi, you're supposed to deliver me achitim today. Let's make a new deal. Let's apply that to yayin. That's fine. Avam musham oisay adomim. But if I give a price tag to it, shiyeme kach v'kach heim d'me achitim. You're supposed to deliver to me 10 soim achitim, and today's market price is $2 a saw. So that means you owe me $20. So let's take the $20 and now and use it and apply it for yayin. Tain li behem yayin. Now let's apply it for yayin. That's already asa. That's already no good. Why? Because the second I did that, what I was doing then was ki'ilu, not mamish, but the ki'ilu zok and elav b'milva, as if I said, you know what, the chitim forget about, now you just owe me $20. So the choiv that you owe me $20, let's apply that choiv to yayin, and now we have a klal that you now let apply a choiv to a yayin. That's not going to be enough. Yatzah Shah is not going to help you because I'm not providing you with real money. I'm only providing you with a $20 chayv. That's not enough. Zavi ki ilu hilvaloi mois, dein poiskum alein kishayin amois ven elokish yeshla. Unless you talk, I have the wine by you, that's yeshla. So good, then you have the het of yeshla. But if you want to invoke the het of Yatzah Shah, I have to provide you with real money and not a chayv. So if I mentioned the dollar amount, I blew it. I already translated into numbers, into dollars, and now it's a regular chayv, a prostah chayv, I can't apply a chayv. Because when I don't do that, and I just say, you know what, instead of the chitim that you're about to deliver me today, instead, let's apply it to yayin, that is mutter. And the shaila is, why is this mutter? Different lashonis and rishonim, the Ran, Rashba, different rishonim say different lashonis. The two lashonis are, one said, well, since I gave you mayis initially onto the chitim, and for that was a heter, right? I'm allowed to be poiskin if I give you mayis. So somehow we allow that initial Nesina Samois to translate on the replacement of the chitim. To be poisek on the chitim with mois, I was allowed to do. So now I want to just swap the chitim for the yayin. It's still going to be makmas the first mois. I want the first mois to go not only on the chitim, but now I want to say that first mois is going on the yayin that replaces the chitim, which is now going to be delivered Erev Pesach. So that I could do as well. So that's one lashon of the Rishonim. It means since I started off with real money, that's going to be fine. Let me just bring it out a little more. What would happen if initially I started off with a chayv? You owe me $20, you owed me $10, and I started off with a chayv, and I said, you know what, I want to buy chitim from you. And it was a heta because it was yeshla. It means I'm not invoking the heta of Yatzah Shar, because it won't work, because it's a chayv. But I want to invoke the heta of yeshla, that's mutter. Good. And now I would say, you know what, instead of using the chitim that you owe me, let's apply that to the yayin and deliver the yayin Erev Pesach, that would not be mutter. That's what Rishonim say, clearly. That would not be mutter. Why? Because you can't apply, even if it will be Yotza Hashar.
No, I'm saying it's only Yotza Hashar. Yeshua would still be good.
Yeah, 100% Yeshua would still be good. I'm talking about with only Yotza, the head of Yotza Hashar. In the world of Yotza Hashar, you can't use a Chayv. So if I started with the Chayv, but then I had a head to Y because it was Yeshua is Ozain. But now in the second step, when we're dealing with the wine, now I want to use the head of Yotza Hashar, and I don't see any money going from the buyer to the seller. Because he started off with a chayv, that's a no-no, that's finished. Yotza Hashar, that can help you. But here's Dr. Yishayim, since I started off with real money, I gave you real money, the $10 up front. So now, and the $10 was able to get a heta on the chitin, and this yain is just a replacement of the chitin, so it's one big deal. We see that the money went, and it's now going to be applied to the yain, and the mail, it's one big thing, everything's gewaldic. That's some Yishayim. What's bothering, hopefully bothering some people here, is initially I gave you $10. For the chitim. Right now the chitim went up, it's worth $20. Now I want to be paiskin on yayin, not $10 worth of yayin, I want to be paiskin on yayin, $20 worth of the yayin. Right? Now I pocketed the extra, that means I already got credit for $20. I already profited this $10 of appreciation. And now I want to be paiskin $20 on 20 bottles of wine. So now, you're going to tell me how I gave you the initial mice. The initial mice I gave you was only $10. Yet somehow that $10 is going to work on now on $20 worth of wine. When you have a normal heta, when you give money, the money is only work if I give you all the money. If I give you $10 and I want to invoke the heta of Yotza Hashar on $20 worth of goods, the merchandise is not going to work. It only works if I give you all the money, so you have all the money that you can go into the marketplace and buy all the wine, all the goods that's necessary. But yet here it works. I start off with $10, I start off with money, then it works. Other Rishonim, maybe to move on, this says something like Shmuel Mechov is trying to say, is that since you already owe me the chitim, and the chitim is be'en, you already have the chitim, it's about to be delivered, chitim is shavah kesef, so now I'm telling you, take the chitim that you owe me, and let's apply it to yayin.
So
then if you do that, then even if I didn't start off with money, if I started off with a chayv, l'chayv should be good, if it would be only for that svara. And no, if I evaluate it now, it means if I'll be paisik, kilo, I'll be zokin a little bit more. I say, instead of the chitim the omi, it's $20, and let's apply $20. We see in 1 second, I'm taking the chitim, translating it to money, and then taking the chayv that you omi called money, and giving it. Now, it's true. Maybe what you really mean to ask is, if just the same way, when you have a chayv of money, I can't apply it. So if you have a chayv of chitim that you owe me, I should not be able to apply it. So there's more than just a chayv of money. Those chitim that are sitting on your counter in your warehouse are mine. So I'm giving you those chitim. I'm applying those chitim of shavah kesef onto yayin. So it's better than just owing me chitim. It means there's real chitim ben, kivayoch, that already belongs to me, because it's about to be delivered, and I was placing on it beheta amol. So you owe me that chitim. I'm taking that shavah kesef, and with that, I'm buying wine. The money is gone, but the chitim you owe me already, so that chitim is banned, so it's kilu. But if, I'm telling you, if we only held that svara, then even if I started off lechatchila with a chayv, it should be mota.
Once you're saying that, why can't I evaluate it? Why can't I go ahead and count it? Okay,
the second you say, okay, it's $20 that you owe me.
I know, but
the second I say it's $20 that you owe me, then that means I'm saying that I don't want those chitim that you have. You owe me now $20.
What do they say here? I have chitim. Let's count it. It's $20 worth. I want $20 more.
I hear. Clearly, let's take the most extreme case. Let's say, you know what, instead of paying me $20 worth of chit, just give me $20. I hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you can yachli to mice, you know what, just give me $20. I say, you know what, Taka, I have a change of that. Taka, Pesach is coming around, and you have wine, let me be basic on the wine. That's going to be awesome. Because the second I translate into money, you now owe me money, which is not bad, and now I can invoke the heta of Yotza Hashar. So these shitas, which is basically only a Beis Esef and this Ramah, the Medayik in the Rishon, which everyone's jumping on them, that's not a good deal. We'll get to in a second. But these, the Beis Eitz and Ramah, hold that even if you just mentioned the value, is as if you just did that. You was zokin alav the milva, and now you're applying the milva to it, and that's a problem. So
money does no be'en, even if he holds that he's about to pay him.
But that money doesn't belong to me.
Like
yeah, that money you have to make a ma'isik in to make it mine, so that's not going to work. So in the only thing is that if you learn it only as the chitin be'en, then A, that with chayiv should work even if I started off with a chayiv. B, if you learn like this svara, you're going to have to limit the whole Ramah to a case where the chitim are actually be'en. The Ramah doesn't say that. Now let's read the Gemara again. He doesn't say that the guy actually has chitim about to be delivered that belonged to me, the koina, and say, you know what, let's take that and apply it to something else. And I couldn't be bothered by this, because according to some Rishonim, the Rashba, it's you're talking that you're going to need the chitim mamish be'en. And you could need maybe the chitim be'en now, and you might need even the chitim be'en b'shat l'chatchila. I mean, if you're learning it mamish, that those chitim belong to me, and it's my shavah kesef, and I'm buying the wine with this shavah kesef, then they say it could only work, A, if the chitim were there from day one. That means when I gave you the money, when I was paisik on the chitim a few months ago, I was paisik on real chitim be'en that you had. So somehow we see a quasi-kinyan called mishabar on those chitim. And then those chitim were still around at the time of delivery. So you're about to deliver me those chitim that I own, and I'm applying it onto wine, which is shavah kesef. The chitim shavah kesef, I'm applying it onto wines, because you could technically sell the chitim, liquidate it, and then use that money to buy wine. So then we could have the sort of yatzah shar. But the Ramah doesn't mention either of these tanaim. It doesn't mention that the chitim had to have been there from day one, and it doesn't mention that the chitim are there now. The stimus aloshin, and Achronim have a problem, but the stimus aloshin is that the Ramah seems to be makel all the way. As long as he started out with real money, you gave real money to a paisik, and right now, you want to go, and everything is yatzah shar, and you want to take those chitim and now apply to yain, that's already mutter. And if you learn like that, then the only way to learn it is because of the initial mice. Either initial mice is not enough, it was only $10, now it's $20. Hey mama, look, it's still Mecca Kamemka, you still started with money, everything looks good, money went to chitim, that was a good transfer, and now that transfer we're taking a step further, we're just extending it to yain, but all from good money that started off initially, so everything is going to be mutter. That seems to be the halakha from the Ramah. Now, according to Ramah, even this, Ramah still holds that it's also to mention any amount of money. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva in the bottom, the last line says, "I'm b'sefer Eishal Avram, b'sefer Pnei Yeshua, she'iru apsak zeh, v'helu hoira lahate." They came out against the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. It takes koyak, but they came out against them, and they said, this is mamish muta, even if you mention the price of the chitim is muta, until you mamish zakhvin alav b'milva. But anything short of zakhvin alav b'milva is going to be muta. And you have a, Pnei Yeshua, they have a beautiful raya. To make long story short, the Rishonim are trying to say this pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says lahedya, that the I don't have the lashon in front of me, but the Mishnah says lahedya that the chitim are harei alai b'shloishim. The Mishnah mentions a dollar amount. It's $30, and I want to take that and apply it to wine. So Pnei Yeshua, these Rishonim are trying to touch up the Mishnah, because Rashi tries to be magia the Gemara, but they want to keep the gifts of the Gemara how it touches the Mishnah, and they say this is pshat that if you started out with real money, then you're allowed to be paiskin later on. If you started out without real money, you start out with ahava, then you can't be paiskin later on when you transfer it over to yain. And the Mishnah clearly mentions money. So they argue and they say this is going to be mutter no matter what. The Chavis Das to try to help out the Beis Yosef and the Ramah to be miyashiv, this bomb kasher from the Mishnah, I mean it's like blatant. He said, if you look in the Mishnah, it could be it's the wrong person who's mentioning the amount of money. The Ramah says, it means the lokeach is talking, that's when it's asa. But if the seller is talking, if the seller mentions the amount of money and the seller says, you know what, takar chitim I owe you is takar worth $30 or $20 and let's apply to wine, that doesn't count. The seller has no right to talk anyway. He's not the one who's buying, he's the only one who's selling. It's not up to him, it's not his prerogative, it's up to the buyer. He's the one who's moneying, he's the one who deserves to get paid. So if he now wants to apply it, if he is zakhvin alav b'milva, so to speak. If he says, you know what, now pay me money and he allows it to be a choyv, it's a problem. But Kozman, it's just the seller, the loiva, who's talking, that doesn't count. Mameli, he says, but in a chanambi, this horama is only your problem if the buyer talks. But if the seller talks, it's mutter. Kilo Chavis Das, it's going to come out that the Mazel might have been mixed on the tain of the Pnei Yeshua. It means the horama who asks is only if the buyer is talking. But if the seller is talking and mentions the amount, havad it's mutter, it's a furusha Mishnah.
Is the seller talking?
Right, the seller talking. Now the problem is that the Chavis Das Teretz is not geshmak. Because if you look at the Beis Yosef, when he's medayik this in Kuf Samagimol, he says He makes a dig in Iran, in Bukhi Yoisa, that's where he gets this halakha from. He says, Omnam, Rabbeinu Yerucham argues, and Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that this is mota. And he brings down the case of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham's case was where the seller was talking. So you see, the Beis Yoisa didn't have this chilek. The Beis Yoisa held that seller talking, buyer talking is all the same. And he understood that Rabbeinu Yerucham is arguing with his dig in Iran. So if you learn like the Beis Yoisa, there's no chilek, then back to the square one. You have a mafush and mishnah, forget. You have a mafush and mishnah that it's the kula. Now, again, halakha l'maaseh, I can't tell you, but it's a great sniff. I mean, you have the Eitzel Avram, you have the Pnei Yeshua, but I'm saying it's also a Mefurish and Mishnah l'chayah that this is Mutah. And even if you want to be Machmir, the Chavis Das is already telling you that you shouldn't be Machmir when the seller is talking. You only should be Machmir if the buyer is talking. What's that? If you mention, because you're really not a zakhanel of the milva. That's what really was bothering him. It's really not a zakhanel of the milva. I'm not telling you, instead of owing me chitim, owe me money. I'm telling you, I want to reckon how much wine I deserve, how much credit do I have here. Let's make a cheder. It was 10 pounds of chit, 10 so of chitim. That's worth $20. So now I have credit to take those $20 of chitim and apply it to yain. I never was zakhanel of the milva. I'm making a swap chitim for yain. I just want to know how much of a swap I'm doing. So we have to have numbers. So I'm reckoning it's $20. If he doesn't have chitin, and if and what does he want to? Money. If you did real money in a chitin, you know, more than say. I'm asking to you that somebody showed him a foolish racket. But the steam of the Ramah sounds like he went with Iran and the Mugyeza don't mention that tonight. And all they hold is as long as you start out with real money, I'm allowed to be placed. Remember, it's Yota Hashan. So it's fine. No, but Yota Hashan only works if I give you real money. Well, I gave you real money 3 months ago. That real money is going to work together now. Yota Hashan, everything's fine on the one. And that's going to be a hata. Okay, let's move on to Siv Zayin. I want to finish the siman tonight. Kevin Shenikva Hashar, this is a big chiddush, this machaba, Siv Zayin. Kevin Shenikva Hashar, again, we're working with the hata of Yatza Hashar. So Kevin Shenikva Hashar, once we have a kvi is shar, muta lifsik al shar hagvoya. I'm allowed to be poisik al shar hagvoya. What does that mean? Shagvay means that I can get more than I asked for. Let's just work it out. The Mechab is going to give a case. Case that. Hoyu achitinim kars dalet soin besela. The chitim are going right now for dalet soin besela. And I want to be poisek. Or poisek imosh itin loy achitin kashar azoy. Now, why am I allowed to be poisek? Because I'm giving you money and it's yata ashar. So even though if the chitim will go up and now dalet soin will be worth 2 sloyim, it's fine, because again, I gave you money, it's Yatz Hashar, everything's fine. What happens if the chitim go down, and remember, I gave you one seller, and now the chitim go down, and I want a dollar sign, and now one seller could buy 10 sign of chitim. Im amdu akakak esesoyin besela, normally we don't entertain that it's going to go down, but if it goes down, and now I want, and now it's worth esesoyin besela, you can still give me noisin lo esesoyin besela. You're allowed to give me esesoyin besela. It means I can have the cake and eat it. I'm telling you like this. Here's a dollar for four soin. If it goes up, I still want the 4 soin. If it goes down, then I want that price. I want to lock in this price if it goes up, so it's to my advantage. But if it goes down, it's my advantage to lock in that price, the delivery price, then I want that price. I can have either way. And that's the shagvay. Shagvay means I'm getting more. Gavaya, because if it goes down, then I'm going to be delivered 10 soin for the seller that I gave you. And that's still going to be mutter. Now, the mashmois in the machab is that there's a chiddush in the fact that it goes down. It went down. Noisin lo esa soin besela, you can still deliver me esa soin besela. What's the chiddush? That's a poshut. I gave that by me is not the chiddush. The chiddush is the other way around. This way, it's simple. I gave you a seller. I was paying for a dollar soin. Later on, it's worth 10 soin, but remember, it's still only worth that seller. So where's the ribs? I gave you a seller. You're giving me back a seller. So Dr. Shach, what was the chiddush kilo? And he's bavoning this. If you look in the Shach, Sivkot and Yud Aleph, don't tell me that when he gives me the 10 soin seller later on, it's going to look like ribis. Why? The ha. Because now if I had the seller, I could buy the tzvua bezal. But Zok the Shach went down. That would have been Mexi Karibis. What's the Mexi Karibis? You see what the Shach was bought by. He continues. If I lend you a saw of chitim, I'm not buying, I'm lending you a saw of chitim. And I tell you, give me back a saw. But if the saw goes down, I want more chitim back. I mean, let's say it's cut in half. So now I want two selling backs. I lent you a saw which is worth one seller. And I want two selling back which is worth one seller. Then I'm now allowed to do, because that looks like ribbis, right? I gave you one saw and you're giving me back two sawing. So the shak holds that here too there was a havamina that if I gave you a psika, here's a dollar, here's a seller for four sawing nechitim, I'm locked in at the four sawing nechitim, and the reason why I was able to do this psika is because kilu, you have it, and the kilu, we did a deal on four sawing nechitim. And now later on, you're delivering me ten sawing nechitim, so it's as if day one, I had four sawing nechitim, and now I let you hold on to it, because the mechir was already done day one, but I'm letting you hold on to the four sawing nechitim that are mine, and at the end, you're delivering me ten sawing nechitim, so you would, it looks bad. It looks like I gave you dollar soin achitin, and you're giving me back 10 soin achitin, even though it's worth the same seller. That should be a problem. That should be Mexican ribbis. Dr. Shach, it's not a problem. If I take give you the 10 soin achitin, give me back 4 soin achitin, give me back 10 soin achitin, that's a problem. But here I was only Paisik. Paisik takes care of the head to how I did the deal, right? We have a problem with Paisikin. So as long as it's Yat Hashar or Yeshua, that takes care of Paisikin. But to tell me that it's mamish as if those chitin belong to me, and now I'm giving you four chitin, and in exchange I'm getting back 10 soin chitin, azayvait, don't get carried away. So therefore we don't have the problem. It's not a mekte karibis, azayvait. That's the shak, taich of the mechaba, that's the chiddish. Now l'chayr, there's a big chiddish the other way around. The chiddish is the whole deal smells. The whole deal makes no sense. I'm going into a deal with you, I'm telling you that if it goes up, it's mine. If it goes down, it's yours. That's not a deal. What type of Mecca command? That's mamish all the way karav l'schar v'rachik min hafsid. I have the cake and I can't lose here. If it goes up, I get more depreciation of these four soin that went up in price. And if it goes down, then I get more soin. So where, I have nowhere to lose. So the price can say, depending how bad you ask the kasha, some take it even further than ask the kasha, this should show that the whole mechira makes no sense. And it was really not a machina, it was really a hava. So that the Taz addressed and says, no, it's from Taisus, that it really is a machira. But Stamas, the Kasha, that it's not fear. The deal is not balanced. I have the right to profit without the risk to lose. That the Pais can say, that since it's only Ribbis Dirabonin, and it's Derech Mekach Memkan, B'chai Gavno, Karav L'Schav, Rokal Gavset, L'Gazru. So that's not a problem either. It's only a problem if it's mamish to the extreme that we tight up that the whole deal is not a deal, and then we view it as avah. But we could still see a mecha kamemka going on here, even though it's tilted, that's not a problem. Even though you're going to gain out of it, that's also fine. So memela, this is a big chiddush, but memela, you're allowed to do it, it's not a problem with ribbis. That's what the boys can have a problem. I mean, the shach has a problem, how you allowed to give me the 10 soin, and the other boys can have a problem, how you allowed to give me the four soin, but it's worth more later on, the chayr is karav l'schar. I'll tell you, I have a third problem here. This I didn't really see in the price. Sorry? It's right. I mean, if you make a deal with karav l'schar, rachman has, there's a problem of ribbis. Because I'm giving you money in advance, right? I'm advancing payment, so it's blive like a halva. Teretz is because it's derek meko kamemka, which is only ribbis to rabbanon, so b'chai gavna le'gozru. I'll tell you, I have a third problem here, which unfortunately I didn't really see the poskim discuss it. I don't know why. Maybe I just don't know the mitzvahs. Is the whole simon, we started off at the beginning, I assume, with a simple agdom, and I'll go over it. How are you allowed to be poskim on yotz ha'ishar? I'm giving you money in advance. The mechir is not chal. Right, there was no mechir. You can't sell something a davar shelo b'laylam or a davar shein b'shus lay. So there's no mechira. Teretz is, and later on you're giving me chitim, which might be worth more. So l'chayr, it's not that. That's my mishribis. Teretz is, because Chazal say that since it's yotz hashar, with the money that I give you, it's as if it's yeshla, you can go buy it, it's as if you have it already. That's one gemara. And so it means from your perspective, from the seller's perspective, he's not losing out on the deal, because he could take this money right now, go buy it, have the chitim, and store the chitim in his warehouse. That's not a problem. And another gemara addressed him inside the buyer's perspective. The buyer is gaining. At the end of the day, he's getting a shipment of worth more money. So l'chayr should be ribbit mitzad, the buyer / malva. He's gaining on this halva. So gemara says, no, the buyer tells the seller, I don't need you. You're not doing me any teiva. Honestly, you're not doing me any teiva because yesh chiti behini v'bishili. I could go take the money. If I wouldn't give you this money in advance, I myself could go ahead, go to the market, buy the chitim right now, store it myself, and it'll go up in my own rishos. So I'll also gain on the appreciation and the fact that it goes up in price. So you're not doing me any taiva because I could get this done without you. I could buy it right now and store it myself. And mitad you, you're not losing anything because you could go buy it right now and store it, so you're not losing anything. Mail, everything is good. That's the yisoid to the whole siman. The reason why Yatsa Shah worked is because with the money you could go buy now, you could go buy now, the seller, I the buyer could go buy now. It's as if it's already done right now and the appreciation is just mamela. Good. That's very nice. But what are you going to do with this sif? How do you touch the shift? Shahar Gavoya. What am I going to do? I'm giving you the money now. I tell you, my hand is, you're doing me no taiv at all. I don't need you. What are you doing for me? I could go right now and buy chitim in the marketplace and store it myself. Sure, if you're going to go chitim in the marketplace and store it yourself, you're locked into today's price. And then if it's going to go down, you're not going to get 10 tzayin b'sela at the end of the month or whatever, at the time of delivery. I can't get that right now. So I can't get that right now. The whole deal, I have ribbis already from the whole Yatsa Hashah doesn't make sense. The whole heti here on Paiskim doesn't make sense. I gave you money on something that makes no sense. I'm gaining on the appreciation of the delivery later on. And the whole heti is because I can go and lock it in right now and buy it in Hini Vishile. I don't want to buy it right now in Hini Vishile. Because I buy it then I'm going to be locked in today's price. I want to have the right to gain it just in case it goes down in price as well. I want to cover my risk. So what's going on here? And even from the seller's perspective, I don't hear it so well. The seller's saying, I'm not really losing because I could take the money right now and go buy it. Good. If you're going to do that and go buy it right now, then you're only going to have dalet tzayin in your warehouse. And at the end of the day, should it go down in price, then you're going to owe me 10 tzayin. And that you don't have. So you're going to get burnt. So you're going to play your risk. You're going to have to play the market. Maybe taka will go down. Maybe it won't. You'll have to decide what you want to do. You might decide it's better off not buying it now, waiting till the time of delivery, then buying it, because then if it's worth 10 tzayin, you'll have all 10 tzayin then. But whatever it is, it's not locked in. It's not like you're not losing anything and I'm not gaining. I'm gaining a lot and you're losing a lot here. I don't understand the whole head of this. And this, I didn't see the price come here. I don't understand. I have two eights here. One eight is, I'm wrong in Mitzis. That is, that yes, in the market, there are other sellers who are foolish enough to go into such a deal. I can go and lock in the Yini Vishili, this deal, and say, here's $10. Give me the goods right now. But you should know, just in case it goes down, I'm going to want more chitim from you. So if you tell me that such a metzias I hear, then it's very good. And back to the Algemeine Heta, I could go get it in the market, you could go get it in the market, and everything is fine. But I find it hard to imagine that there's someone in the market, if they're right now worth whatever it is, four tzayin b'sela, why in the world would anyone be foolish enough to deliver the dalet tzayin and then also take acharis, a guarantee that just in case it goes down in price later on, I'm going to deliver you more tzayin. It doesn't make sense that there should be...
If you find a cheaper price within 30 days, we'll give you the difference or something like that.
Yeah, that's in today.
Why do they do that? Because they want you to buy it. They don't want
you
to wait.
They want you to lock in right now, right.
Sometimes there is that concept where you're doing it in order to make the...
Correct. And you know how they made up for it? Because statistically, they spent millions of dollars on actuaries to realize that it's only one, even when it does go down, it's only 1 in 10 who's either... has the time to go back, or is not embarrassed to go back, but their whole, you know, this whole deal only plays itself out very rarely, and even on that rare chance, it's kedai for them. Why? Because they already put that into the price. Instead of charging you $10, they charged you $11 of chetchila, or whatever the cheshbon is, how to make money, and that was their business structure. They know they're going to get you, and that's how they make money. No one's doing it to lose money, right?
The price is going down, but that earnest for selling it for less, they can also mash that price. It's not like getting 10.
Okay, but I don't believe, also good. I don't believe that they had such a service done in those days. And I didn't see any of the, I looked, I don't know, maybe I didn't look it up, obviously, but I don't have a simple eight that's been bothering me for a while already. What is the heti here of Shah Gavoy, if the Svaras of the Gemara really don't work? I could say, you know, Balabatish, Hey Mamru, Vey Mamru, that you're right. You can't get this deal anywhere else. But let's cut the deal in here. On the tzad it goes down and you want 10 tzayin b'sela, that's not a problem because I gave you the seller. Elamai, the problem is you want, on the tzad it goes up. On the tzad it goes up, you could go right now and buy it and gain from the appreciation yourself by storing it. And the seller could go right now and buy it himself. So if you're looking, you know, very, very mitzumtzum, if you're looking just on the fact that it goes up and that's where the ribbis is, that we could take care of right now and do it. The whole deal, Taka, with destruction, the Tanaim, we can't do, Taka. But Vivite, at least half the deal. This deal that we're worried about, and the tzaddik goes up, I'm gaining. That's the ribbis, and that I could take care of. I could buy it right now. And hini v'shili, so that makes the mutter. The fact that I tagged on another tnai, you have to take on a chayis, a guarantee that just in case it goes down, you want to take that chayis, and you want to give me more. No, that's a zaitik achayis, but mitzad the structure of the deal, and the tzaddik goes up, that you could take care of now, because you could buy it, and I could buy it, so memele hey mamre vei mamre lo gozo b'chei gavna. Maybe that was
the
problem.
When you arrive at the end of the day, whatever happens in the end, that's when it arises a problem. So whatever happens, the kishen dalat from the tzaylo, so dafen kicking through up the length of the abyss, And
so basically you're saying the same thing Amar, but to when they went into this deal, right now, am I covered or you're doing me a taiva? You're doing me a taiva. To have this structure, I can't get this structure anywhere. So basically that's what you're saying. It means when the problem is when it rises, I could tell you could have taken that money and bought it yourself. All right. Let's continue. I wanna try to finish this sermon here. Now, this is all where it's poisik on you to get kishar gvoya. But what happens if nothing like moistam? I just gave you money. Here's a seller for the dalit sign. But the poisiki my kishar gvoya. I didn't make up this deal with you that I want to have. Just in case it goes down, I want to have more chitim. V'hozlu netaka went down, then it's too late. Then noisun lo kishar shay yushabim kishanosun lo yamoyis. Then you can't back out anymore. It's too late. If you made the deal l'chatchila, very good. But if you weren't master such a deal, you can't come crying, oh, it went down, I didn't want this deal. Tough luck. You gave money. So even though money is not a kinyan mamish, because right, I'm a tautel and we hold that Moise is not kinyan mid-rabbanan, good, but it's going to work for Misha Paro. Misha chazim mekabu Misha Paro. So you can't get out. It's only going to work if your taka made up. So it's a good idea to make such a thing up. But if you don't make up, you can't have both benefits. Now, v'imhoyu shliach lachem. What happens if the buyer sent a shliach to buy for him, and the shliach batched up, he didn't make this tonight, he didn't make kishar gavoya, and then what happened, and then it went down, then einu noitel ala kishar hazoil umax ha'adamim, then he kataka, the buyer could then yet insist, I want kishar hazoil, or give me back my money. We just said that if you don't make up, you're stuck. And then the Mechaba continues, Ve'ena shliach v'lam ha'shliach mekabla mishapara. Neither will get a mishapara. We just said before, it's not true you get a mishapara. So if you look in the Taz of Katan Yodin, brings from the Rishonim, same shot. Ha'shliach pshita den tzarek l'kabel, he of course doesn't have the mishapara, the halav didehu. He wasn't buying it for himself. Everyone knew he was a shliach for somebody else. So you can't stick him with a klal of mishapara if he doesn't go through with the deal. He was never supposed to go through anyway. V'gam ha'mishalek, and even the mishalek, he can't get a mishapara, ain't tzarek l'kabel, because of a news for the yachaloyma, he ketaina lit kunisha dati es shluchi v'la lavasi. Shayel alif se kashar azot. You're right. Without the mechir itself, I'm not backing out. That I theoretically would be stuck with a mishapara. But I'm backing up for a different reason. I'm backing up because the shliach botched up. I never sent a shliach. I never wanted to be my shliach if he would botch. He was foolish. He didn't. When you're poiskin, everyone knows that you cover your bases and you're supposed to be poiskin with the meicha keshar gvoya just in case it goes down. And he botched up, and therefore he's not my shliach. Like a kalan kala terikula. Whenever shliach botches up, the mishliach could pull the plug. That's it. You're not my shliach. Lemafrei, you were never my shliach. Retroactively, you're not mine. It's as if you did it on your own. Not for me, and if I have nothing to do with it. So my shliach could walk away free from this case because the shliach botched up. And the shliach doesn't have to be mekabel mishapara because he wasn't the one who was buying it for himself anyway. So it's for zaitika reasons that hilchos shliach is he can get out of here. But you saw it in the chaimi, without that, he would taka be stuck. Like the previous din in the mekabel, if you yourself go buy it and you don't mention shar gavoya, you're going to be stuck with a mishapara. All right, let's cut around one more sef.
So even if the Moicha wants to give him Kishar Zol, he doesn't have to go through with it. Because there was no deal. Because the Sheikh didn't make the deal.
Well, if he tainis, what's the buyer going to tain? The buyer's going to say, look, I want more stuff. So if the Moicha wants to give him, fine. But if the Moicha...
No, he still doesn't have to go through it because there was no deal.
No, you're right, he doesn't have to. But does he want to? You're right.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He still won't get a Misha Par if he walks away from the deal.
Who, the seller, you mean?
The Moicha wants to give him 10. Because there was no deal for that, because the Sheikh didn't make a deal.
No, because then there's no, he doesn't have a tiny, you know, it's going to share the Sheikh.
I don't know, I hear the Shaila. I saw that.
The Sheikh messed up.
The Sheikh batched up. Now, but you think, what happens if the seller wants to do it? Yeah, but Moshe Taina, and now that the seller wants to do it, so what's your Taina?
There was no deal, but there still was no deal. The deal is buckle. He wants to make a new deal now? Fine, make a new deal, but he doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, I I would believe that it is going to be a bit shleikus. Just from the shaila the akhrenim, I saw the akhrenim klari shaila if the seller is even allowed to give the 10 now, because maybe that will blive like ribis mocheres. Means because the deal is bought, right? Be you saw it. It means kumto is a money game. It was not ala mecca because your shleik wasn't giving me ala mecca. So it was the whole mecca was the toy. So you're giving me really mois for no reason. So by default, that turns into alva. And now I'm deciding to give you back the more amount that you're saying. Only thing is that in case that you're saying is really only worth a seller, so that's the price. What should be the problem? Elam, I only if they want to give more, like the case before, if it goes up. I would have to look into the shaila. All right, fine. Sifchet, mekach shenase be'issa. These cases of poiskin. Let's say the guy blew it. Okay, see, the case was, let's say in our case was he was poiskin, so he gave money in advance. And let's say it was loyot to Sharon, it was aimless. He had no right to be poiskin. He did an issa. Or we learned in Kufayin Gimel, the case could be fakerta case, where the seller delivered the goods now, and normally it was supposed to be $10. But I tell you, no, instead of paying me $10 today, pay me $12 after 30 days. $210 at $30, whatever it is. Pay me, in 30 days, pay me the $12. So that's also going to be a problem, because I'm charging you more money at a later date, so that's sometimes more, that's a rebate. So these two cases is inverted case. Either price can be give money in advance for a delivery later on and you're getting a better deal for it, or the seller is delivering the goods now and he's getting money later on and the seller is getting a better deal for it because of Damtanas Mois. Either way, that's a mekach shenase be'issa. So what's going to happen if you have this issa, you did it wrong? Kegoin, so the Mechaber gives one case, Kegoin Shohisit b'mekach mishum aganata, because you are Moisif, he's going the case of Kufayin Gimel, that I'm charging you more because of a delayed payment. Instead of paying me now, pay me later on, and it will be aganata, which is like the case of Awasim, and the Torah actually mentions both cases. The halach is hamekach is kayim. The mekach is a good deal, the mekach is kal. Don't tell you that since it's a mekach hanas abis, so the whole mekach is batuk. The issa shubai means kilu command amarakman lo savi yavad lo mahani. Because there was an issa involved, that prevents the deal from being kal. Okay, maybe even on the issa drum, we find other issa the rabbanan that could break a deal as well. You don't say that. Hamekach is kaim. Just, what is it going to be kaim for? Of course, we don't encourage people to be over ribbis. Avada, the mekach is a kaim, be in and shalo yehi bei ribbis. But avada, the deal is going to be kaim, but without the extra ribbis payment. So if let's say you charge more for the later price, you won't be able to charge more. You'll have to take only $10, not the $12, not the extra $2 you're charging for the late payment. Or let's say our case, you paid money up front to lock in a price. It was a mekach hanas abisa. So if later on, taka, the value of the goods went up, you won't be able to get delivered the higher amount of the goods. You'll only be able to take $10, the money that you gave him, worth of goods, not now that it's worth 20, whatever it is. Now, v'hu, zok to mechaber, provided shniskaim hamekach b'achas midakei eknois, provided that you did a real kinyan that makes a real chalois kinyan on the deal. So if you have a real kinyan, and the only problem is al tanas abisa, that's not going to shtet the deal. Avim loy niskaim hamekach, if the mekach was not kayim, el alinyan mishapara, it was only legabi mishapara, then it's bato lagarmi. If you have a deal of a mishapara that has ribbis in it, then it's bato lagarmi. What's the svara? The svara is, because what's Mishapara? Mishapara is Chazal are cursing you for backing out of the deal. The reason why you're backing out of the deal is because the deal sheyesh bei ribbis. So they're not going to curse somebody for backing out of a deal that has ribbis. You're supposed to be backing out of the deal. I mean, they don't want the deal to go through. So b'chai gam that they never made the takono of a Mishapara. But if you have a real deal with a real kinyan, then the kinyan is chal, and we don't say that the ister shter is the mekach.
So the
now, how do you have?
You call and you take the
kitten, let me discuss. So now, how do you have a case of the kinyan really being chal? So if you have the case of Kufayin Gimel, that was the Mechabit case, I gave you the kitten today, and I'm charging you more money. So you took possession now. You made a kinyan, Mashiach, Akbar, Chatzos, Azayin, whatever it is, that's fine. But if you're talking about a case of Kufayin Hay, where you're being placed in advance, and it was Eloy, and it was Lo Yat Hashar, where's this real kinyan here? There's no kinyan, there's nothing, not even, what is it? I gave you money on nothing, on luft. Where is the real kinyan? So the preacher and the sivis are bothered by this in Chesh Mishpat. This halacha is brought down in Chesh Mishpat as well. And over there, the preacher says that the case is talking about that your poiskin, instead of being poiskin on chitim, which don't exist, What you do is you give money to a seller and you mechayev the seller. It's like he obligates himself that instead of paying you money, let's say I could mechayev myself to pay you money, well, I could obligate myself to pay you X amount of chitin. So I'll give you money on 10 sain of chitin, and with that you will mechayev yourself. I did a kinyan sodo or shtar, whatever it is, and you will mechayev yourself, a proper kinyan, that you owe me 10 sain of chitin. So once you owe me that 10 sain of chitin, so this chayvis works, it's really chal, so it's more than just a misha bar, it's a real chayvis. So there, even though that chayvis was done by Issa, nevertheless, the chayvis is chal, and the mekach is chal. Now, from the mashmois of the mechaber, it sounds like that the mekach has came no matter what. Nishna al the problem of it was not the Issa and the chayvis, like Tavidi Yavid, like Mahani. So that they get out, it's more. As I think it's, there's nothing wrong with the mekach itself, therefore, the Issa doesn't share the mekach. But it sounds like the mekach is chal. And both parties, the disgruntled party has no taina. Let's play this out. I sold you something for 10, and I told you, you know what, don't pay me now, pay me Shavuot time and I'll charge you 12. Comes Shavuot time, and you come to me and say, you know what, you would love to pay me really 12, but you just found out that you can't pay me 12 because it's us to pay, because the mekach is a ribbis, so therefore you only want to pay me 10. I'm going to go ballistic, or let's say you even come tomorrow. I'm going to go ballistic and say, I never meant to sell you. I meant to sell you this item and these terms only if you're going to pay me 12. If you're not going to pay me 12, I don't want this deal. I want my mechefetz back. Could I tain a mekak toys? Could a seller tain a mekak toys that you're not keeping your end of the agreement? The agreement was, I'll deliver you now if you pay me 12 at Shavuot time. If for every reason, I don't care why, it's a nissa. But if you're not, I'm not going to force you to pay me the 12 if it's a nissa. But if you're not going to pay me the 12, then I'm not giving you the goods. Then give me back the goods. Could the seller tain a mekak toys? And that's the machlokes rishonim. The Rambam holds that the seller could tain a mekak toys. The Talmidei Rashba hold that the seller cannot tain a mekach toys. A lot of achronim go with the Talmidei Rashba, and the Mashmois and the Mechaba doesn't make this exception, at least leans a little bit towards the Talmidei Rashba, that the mekach is kaim no matter what, and the seller can't come with any tainis, that it's a mekach toys, I never wanted to go through with the deal. The Machin Ephraim says that this is only true if we're holding by shvuos. It means we're holding by the time of payment, and now you're supposed to be paying me 12, and you write a check only for 10, and I go ballistic. No, right now, you're crying over spilled milk. Right now, what are you going to do? Machne shoyt, you're going to get the chavitz back. You still didn't gain from the hamtana, so you're gaining nothing from the deal. So there, the Talmidei Rashba held that the mekach is kayim, and I'm stuck, and I only get $10, and the sale is a good sale. But what happens if I just did the deal with you now, and I was pricing it for Shavuos, and you owe me $12 Shavuos time, and now I find out, one second, I'm not going to get the $12 Shavuos time, because I know you're going to come with the shtickle, it's going to be ribbis, I can't take this. So right now, do I have a right to say that the deal is bottled, and pay me the 10, you're only going to pay me 10 taka, because you're going to tie it's ribbis, all right, but pay me the 10 now. Means I'm not, the terms that we had, that I extended payment, the credit till Shavuos, are no longer applicable. I only accepted those terms if you're going to pay me 12. If you're only going to pay me 10, then I want the $10 right now. I'll go through with the deal. I'll talk a long time to make a choice on the deal. Be'et means you can keep the chavis. But if you're only going to pay me 10, then the hamtana I'm going to call a choice on. It means I don't allow you for the hamtana. I want the $10 now. And then Machan Ephraim brings down from Kama Vekama Shreinim, Rav Rishenim hold that that's a taina, that I could call the deal right now. That means it's going to come out that if I wake up early on the day, whenever I wake up that I smell that I'm not going to get my $12, then I'm going to tie to pay me immediately. And if you don't, then attack is going to be a mekach toys. Means if you don't go along with the new terms, you know, after Chazal revised the terms because it is a Shavuot, if you don't pay me now, then it's going to be a mekach toys. But if I wake up at later on at the time of payment by Shavuot time, then there's no point to tie mekach toys. What am I going to gain from it? I'll get the chavis back. The chavis was only worth $10. I gain nothing from there. There, the mekach is
taka. Whatever the price went up.
So that's a discuss. I couldn't even discuss that. But then the mekach is going to be chal, and then I'm taka only stuck for $10 because it's too late. I woke up too late. The other way around, in the case of our sefer poiskin, where the boy gave money in advance and he's getting a better deal, means he's lacking in a price, and should it go up, he's going to get the higher amount, and the boy is going to tie it later on. I died to the hachi, if you're not going to give me the more sign that I didn't want, then give me back my money, because I was only
willing to go through the deal if I'm going to get dollar sign. But if now dollar sign doubled, then at the end of the day, you're only going to need two sign. For that, I was never makum to give you the sell in the first place. There, even the Talmid Rashba, everyone's moided that the lekeach has a right to tana mekach toy. So Mechaber didn't bring down that case. Mechaber is talking about the other case of moitzav ala mekach. But this case around, the even the Talmid Rashba is moided that the lekeach tana mekach toy. That I didn't want to go through the deal. Right? Even though he made a real kinyan. Right. Now, if he didn't make a real kinyan, clearly that even the Mechaber says, Linim Mishapar, the whole deal is bata lagami. All right, Shukai, this is basically Kafayin Hey. It's a very simple simon, I think. I mean, we walk away with two simple yisoides. Either yotza shar, and the way we pass like the Ramah is even the least shar, shar shala yaris, as long as you can get to it now and buy it in the market. Or if it's yeshla, you're allowed to be poiskin. And not only the yeshla, you don't even mamish yeshla, even if it's almost yeshla. It means you have it, but it still needs two processes, two stages to finish. That's already yeshla. But in absence of either yeshla or yotza shar, then in a chanam you're going to have a problem of poiskin if you give money in advance.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.